Hey, everybody, what's going on? Welcome to the end of the year program. Hope everyone is enjoying the holidays. Did Santa bring you everything you wanted? I'm enjoying being home with the family and getting away from the hustle and bustle for a little while. Man, we're coming up on 2020. So I hope to make more music next year and do more podcasts and bring some more of my friends on the show and see what kind of new stuff they've been up to. So speaking of new music, there's a lot of good stuff that came out this year. You know, I'll be the first to say that I don't feature the obvious stuff on here. I'm pretty sure a band like Tool doesn't need me to promote their albums. I usually stick to what I like personally, like obscure bands or projects of famous musicians that you don't really hear about much. It was hard to do, but I narrowed it down to 10 records that you should probably check out, so let's do this shit. So this one is from KXM from their Circle of Dolls album. This is a band featuring Doug Pinnick from King's X and George Lynch from Lynch Mob and Dokken and Ray Luzier from Korn. Check it out. This next one is one from the Brutalists from their album We Are Not Here to Help. This features Mick Cripps, formerly of LA Guns, and Nigel from the London Choir Boys. Check it out. And this one's from the latest Crobot album, Mother Brain. Man, this has got me wanting to kick shit over in the studio. Well, I can't afford that. Yeah, check it out.
Blood full of chaos, mouth full of mud, bullets gaining rust that I left in my...
Now, this is another one of those badass Australian bands I keep coming across. This is Sleeping Giant from their self-titled album. Get some of this. This is a new one from a band that's been around a while that I'm just discovering. From Transylvania County, North Carolina, this is Bloody Hammers. These guys have got to have the baddest ass album title of the year. This is Bird Flesh from their new album, Extreme Graveyard Tornado.
Thank you.
And this album was a pleasant surprise when I found it. It features ex-members of Cathedral, so why the hell wouldn't it be heavy? This is Workshed from their self-titled album. Check it out. If there's anything left of your speakers after that, you can check out this new album from Phil Campbell, formerly of Motorhead. It's called Old Lion Still Roar. He has a bunch of guest stars on it, and this is one that he did with Dee Snider, so check it out. This is a band from Atlanta, Georgia that I like a lot called Kluke. This is from their new album, The Burning Dawn. And last but not least, this is a solo album from Fate's Warning singer, Ray Alder. This is from the album What the Water Wants. Listening to the Billy Hawthorne Podcast. Check out the show page on Facebook or follow me on Twitter at Billy Podcast.
Vintage Wax! Vintage Wax!
This time on Vintage Wax, we're going to take it back to 1983 for the very first Fastway album. Fastway was formed by Motorhead guitarist Fast Eddie Clark and UFO bassist Pete Way. They also recruited Humble Pie drummer Jerry Shirley and then unknown singer Dave King. Pete Way would leave the band before the album was even started, and they would use a session bassist. The album came out on CBS Records and was produced by legendary producer Eddie Kramer. The album also spawned two singles, Easy Livin' and this one, Say What You Will. Dave King sang on the first four Fastway records. After he left, things just weren't the same for the band. He later went on to form Flogging Molly in the 90s.
Let's go!
This band was a little different than what Fast Eddie was doing with Motorhead, but I was a big fan since my cousin brought the tape over to my house when we were kids. We lost Fast Eddie Clark in 2018, the last of the Three Amigos from the classic Motorhead lineup. Listening to the Billy Hawthorne Podcast. Check out the show page on Facebook or follow me on Twitter at Billy Podcast. So since this is the end of the year episode, I figured we'd play a bunch of music that we heard earlier this year. People that stopped by or called in or just sent music in. Remember, if you would like to get your band heard on the show, just get up with me on the Facebook page and we'll make it happen. I'd be more than happy to play it. Let's do this one. Sounds of Strange. This is their song, Astral Skies.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end, no dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning they. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
We also talked to Vinny DiBianca from the forever brutal Vicious Circle, and we played music from their EP, Unearthed Precision. This is Killing Culture. Also heard from Delaware's Remlia. I'd like to have those guys on the show sometime in 2020. Here's their song, Overturned.
Tyrant, when overdue,
Also heard from that electronic guy, Cabal. He's actually coming on soon to talk about some of his new stuff, but this is one that we heard earlier this year. This is called Hymn for Night Eternal.
Thank you.
Wayne Johnson also called in to talk about his solo album, Atomic Tsunami, and some of the other projects that he has going on. But this is a song off of that record called Decibel. So guys, man, I appreciate you guys listening to this show. It's just something that I try to do in my spare time. I enjoy it. I know a lot of people that play music and very talented people, and I'd like to share their stuff with you as well. Well, I hope you guys have a great 2020, and I got a lot of shows planned for next year, a lot of cool stuff. And remember, if you play music, you're in a band, whatever, send me your stuff. I'll be happy to play it. And until then, I'm just going to keep playing my shit. So so this is a project I used to play guitar for called Decline. We later changed our name to Recourse, probably from the late 90s to mid 2000s. I was in this. This is a killer song we used to play called Thought. So see you next time.
Production.